It's time now for your letters, and many of you wrote in about the story of James Weekly. He's lived in Pigeon Roost Hollow, West Virginia, for 70 years, and these days he's one of the few people still there. Mr. Weekly has refused to sell his home, even as a mining company has started work virtually in his backyard.
Kathy Stewart of Tilden, Texas, writes this, "I grew up not too far from Mr. Weekly, and I appreciate every minute of his fight with the coal companies. It is a shock every time I pass through my childhood home and see what has become of the beauty and wildness that molded me into the person I have grown into."
And Joe Day of Seattle says simply, "That was epic. Thank you for exposing the humanity of a man wrestling with doing the right thing."
Our inbox was also filled with comments about another story from last week about admissions interviews for preschool in New York City. Moira Urick of Madison, Wisconsin writes, "When you run a story like this one, appealing to the most high-income earners in a wealthy enclave of one city, you alienate the vast majority of your listeners who are dealing with markedly different challenges."
And Chris Einolf of Oak Park, Illinois, sent these impressions from his five-year-old. He writes, "My daughter was first horrified to learn that some parents bring their children to schools that judge whether their child is special enough. And she was then angry that these parents would accept this judgment without a fight. I am grateful to my daughter's preschool for teaching her the right values. That school only accepts very special children, all who apply."
Thank you for your comments, and please do keep writing. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.